Welcome to the Level Up English podcast, the best place to come to practice the English language, learn about the British accent and culture, with me, your host, Michael Lavers. Hello, fancy seeing you here. How are you doing? My name is Michael, and this is the Level Up English podcast. And I just want to say I'm terribly sorry to bother you today. I'm really sorry to give you that notification that another episode is out. I'm really sorry. Today's episode is all about saying sorry and apologising. And I think it's an interesting one because this is something that British people are known for, is how much we supposedly apologise. So I want to talk today a little bit about the culture around apologising and saying sorry in the UK, and then some really useful expressions for different situations that you can use when you have to say sorry for something you've done. So we're going to get to all that later. Did you know, by the way, before we get into it, the average Brit says sorry about 8 times a day? 8 times. That's average, keep in mind. So many people it's more than that. Some people it's less. So 8 times a day, is that a lot? I don't think I say sorry 8 times a day, but you know, I don't go outside too often. But yeah, have a think for yourself. When you go out in your day and you're, you know, doing your thing, how many times do you say sorry? Have a think about it. Anyway, I've got another interesting fact I want to share in a minute. I just want to remind everyone about Level Up English. If you are interested in becoming a member and taking your English to the next level, you can find everything you need for that at levelupenglish.school and then click on the members button at the top. There's also a link in your podcast description. I recently got an email from someone who joined us at Level Up English. He became a member recently and he said, "I was so surprised at how many courses were available. I knew you get the transcripts. I knew that you got something else. I forgot what he said. But I didn't know that the group lessons were included. They're free. I didn't know you got the pronunciation course. I didn't know about these other courses." So that was quite a nice thing to hear, that he was pleasantly surprised that there's a lot of content that's all included in the membership. You don't have to pay any extra. So if you're interested in finding that out as well, you can go to that link. Or if you want to try something for free, you can join our email community. We've got about 3,000 people there at the moment, and you can be one of them. You can join us as well. And on the email list, you get access to 5 free lessons from Level Up English after you sign up. So that is also available in the link in your podcast app. But okay, let's get back to the main topic. So as I said, I'm very sorry. I'm sorry about taking up so much time on that advert. I'm sorry about bothering you today. Oh, I'm just so sorry for everything. That is what a lot of British people tend to sound like. The other fact that I found online was there are 15 British sorries for every 10 American ones. So basically that means, you know, I'm not good at maths, I'm not going to try to convert it, but if an American person says sorry 10 times, a British person would say it 15 times, say in their week or in their day. So basically British people say a little bit more sorries than American people. So that shows that slight difference in culture there. It's quite interesting. And yeah, British people do love to apologise. I think it is true. We say sorry quite a lot. But what I think a lot of people don't realise is sorry has different meanings. It doesn't just have to be about apologising. You may think when you hear the word sorry, someone has done something bad. But it's not, it's not personal. So don't always assume it has the same meaning. I've had students in the past get a little bit confused. Maybe it depends on your native language. But I would say something like, "I'm so sorry you couldn't make it to the class today." Maybe the student was late or maybe they forgot. I would say, I'm sorry you missed it. And they would say, what? Why are you sorry? Don't be sorry. But in this case, I'm not apologizing. I'm not saying it's my fault. I'm just saying it's a shame or it's sad. So sorry can often mean this, like, it's bad that something happened. I'm sad about it, right? Like, oh, I'm sorry it's raining. That's one you might hear. And it doesn't make any sense, really, because we cannot control the rain, so why are we sorry? But really, this just means it's a shame that it's raining. It's bad that it's raining. There's a really, really interesting article from BBC, which I can link to as well in the show notes, and it talks about why British people say sorry so much. And they did find that, as the stereotype suggests, British and Canadian speakers use sorry more often than other English speakers. And it's not always exactly the same as apologising, they found. And this here is a really interesting thing that they pointed out. So British society values that its members show respect without imposing on someone else's personal space. In other words, without bringing too much attention to yourself and getting in people's way. You don't want to bother people. You don't want to impose on people. So apparently this is what linguists call negative politeness or negative face. In America, it's a bit different. And apparently they have something called positive politeness. And this is where they're very friendly and you want to be part of that group. So you'll notice this. If you go to the USA, you might notice people are friendlier and more welcoming. And in the UK, you might feel people are a bit colder, but it's not because we are unfriendly necessarily. I believe it's because we don't want to annoy people, right? If I say hello to a stranger, it might be a bit annoying for them. I don't want to make them bothered or make them feel strange in some way, you know? So if I do not talk to you, it's not because I'm rude, it's because I'm being polite. That's how it is in my head. So if you're a tourist in the UK, maybe keep that in mind as well, that everyone will be friendly if you talk to them 99% of the time. So don't feel bad if people don't smile at you and talk to you right away. The article goes on to say, as a consequence, Brits may sometimes use sorry in a way that can seem inappropriate or strange to outsiders, such as Americans. British people will say sorry to someone they don't know because they want to ask for some information, or they want to sit down beside them. This is because not saying sorry would be rude. It would be like invading their privacy and not giving them any choice, something like that. So for example, I would say, sorry, do you know the way to the train station? Or, sorry, is this seat taken? Do you mind if I sit here? Right, where maybe an American would just say, excuse me, is this seat taken? Or they would just say, is this seat taken? But it's very common to start a sentence with sorry in British English anyway. There was also a really interesting study done in this same BBC article in the US where they measured how people trusted a stranger when they used the word sorry. In this study, someone said, can I borrow your phone, please? 9% of the time, they would say yes. The other 91%, they would say no. So only 9%. But when he added one sentence before, it increased the percentage. So he said, sorry about the rain. Could I borrow your phone, please? He said, sorry about the rain, right? And it's a simple sentence. It doesn't make any sense. It's just a small comment that it's currently raining and it's not so good. It doesn't really make sense. But when he included that apology about the rain, people were more likely to give their phone. It went up from 9% saying yes to 47% who said yes. So it's a huge, huge increase there. However, I am still kind of training myself to say sorry less often. I don't really like saying it too much personally. I feel like it's nice to be confident, and I think your language shows how confident you are. And it also works in the opposite way. The language you use makes you feel more or less confident. So maybe in the past, I would say, sorry, do you mind if I ask you a question? Or, sorry, do you know where the station is? Now I might try to say something like, excuse me, do you know where the station is? And then I would say, thank you. So I'm trying to replace my sorries with thank you. Another example is, rather than saying, sorry to bother you, I would say, thank you for talking with me. And it's a little small change, but it makes me feel more confident, and I'm sure the other person might get a better feeling as well. It's just something I'm trying to change with my vocabulary right now, but who knows how much it's working. Okay, so let's look at some vocabulary that you can use when saying sorry. The first one I've got on my list here is my apologies. This is a weird one to start with, I guess, but my apologies. So to apologize is a verb, and we could just say, I apologize, right? I apologize. It just means I'm sorry. It's a little bit more formal. I apologize for getting in your way. I'm really, really sorry, right? Sorry is kind of normal. I apologize is one level higher. So if it's something more meaningful, you can say, I apologize. Apologies ends in I-E-S. Apology is the noun. My apologies, it means the same, it means sorry, but it's a little bit more formal. It's a strange one though, because I think it sounds more formal than I apologize, but it sounds less sincere. So that's less serious. So if it's like a small thing that you did wrong, like maybe you got in someone's way, they were walking into you on the, you know, at the airport, you could say, oh, my apologies. Or maybe you walked into the wrong room, the wrong classroom, and you had to say my apologies to the teacher, right? So it's, I would say it's for smaller things, yet it sounds more formal. Because of the formality, I don't hear it very often, actually. So if you don't want to remember this one, that's fine. I'm going to tell you which ones are more useful. Sorry and I apologize are very, very useful, so remember them. My apologies, yeah, maybe less useful. The next ones on my list are more useful. And these are phrases that are connected to the word pardon. Pardon. I believe that's how you say sorry in French, right? Like pardon. But in English, it's a little bit different. It has many different meanings. Usually, if you say pardon, it means what? Like, what did you say? Pardon? This might just be British English. I don't know if Americans would say this. I've only heard it in the UK before. But it's kind of like a more polite way to say, you know, I didn't hear you. What was that? So there are a couple things you could say. If someone says something and you did not hear what they said, the least polite is what? What? We will be right back to the Level Up English podcast after a short break. So you may say this with your friends, perhaps like, what? What was that? What? But I think it's a little bit rude, and I would recommend avoiding that one. Some people say it, but it's not the best. The one I probably hear most often is sorry. Another meaning of the word sorry is what? So this is the one that I use most of the time. If you say something too quickly, I didn't catch it, I would say, sorry? And if they were confused, like, why are you saying sorry? I would say, sorry, what was that? Or, sorry, say that again. Or, sorry, I didn't catch that. Those are some useful phrases there. Sorry, I didn't quite catch that. Now, I put all of these sentences down in the lesson notes for today. Another usage of this word pardon is in the phrase, I beg your pardon. I beg your pardon. Literally, this is like I'm asking for your forgiveness. Pardon is a little bit like the word forgive, forgiveness. If you pardon someone, you forgive them, or you say, it's okay, don't worry about it. So I beg your pardon, it means please forgive me. These days, we don't really use it that way. I think it's very, very formal, and it doesn't really mean the same thing anymore. It's really used in like an angry way. So if someone else does something bad, you can say, I beg your pardon, with that tone of voice, and it means, what did you say? Did I hear you correctly? I cannot believe you just said that. That's so horrible. Right? Something like that. I beg your pardon. So, for example, you might have a son or daughter, and they say to you, Mum, I really hate your cooking. Your cooking stinks. And then the mum can go, I beg your pardon. Which kind of means, are you sure you want to commit to what you just said? You don't want to change your mind and say sorry? So it's kind of like a warning that you're angry. This doesn't quite mean sorry. Another one is pardon me. Pardon me. Which again literally kind of means forgive me or I apologize, something like that. Pardon me. It's very common to say after you burp, if you've had too much to drink and you need to burp, or some kind of other body noise, maybe you hiccup or you sneeze, perhaps you feel a little bit embarrassed because you made a strange sound, you can say, oh, pardon me, excuse me. Excuse me is another one. Pardon me, right? So that's a really good one to know if you make a strange bodily sound. Pardon me. It also has another meaning, though, which is very similar to sorry. So, pardon me, I didn't mean to offend you. Right, it just means, I apologize, pardon me, I didn't mean to say anything bad, I did not mean to offend you. So, oh, I think you looked much better yesterday when you wore that other shirt. I think you looked nicer then. What did you say? Oh, pardon me, sorry, I didn't mean to offend you. Yeah, something like that. Another one, as I said, is excuse me. Excuse me, again, has different meanings. It can mean, like, please get out of my way. Excuse me, I'm coming through. Let me through. Excuse me. But it also can mean sorry. So once again, if you make a bodily noise, you can say excuse me. Like, oh, excuse me. Right? That's the same as pardon me. It's the same. Also, you can say please excuse me, which is like, please ignore my bad behavior. Please accept my apology. Something like that. If I said to you, oh, you're a really handsome man, and you say, I'm actually a woman, I would feel so horrible. Go, oh no, please excuse me. I did not mean to offend you. Please excuse my mistake, right? So if you make a mistake, that's a good one to use. Please excuse me. Maybe one more good one here is more casual. So if you do something wrong and it's a very, very small thing, you want to say it casually, that you are sorry, you can say, my bad. My bad. It's kind of like saying, this was my mistake. It was my fault. My bad. You know, maybe you drop some papers on the floor and it goes everywhere and your boss is a little bit annoyed. Say, oh, my bad. Let me pick them up. It's like a very casual sorry. You know, you could say sorry as well. Oh, sorry, my bad. But it's just saying, it was me, do not blame anyone else, I know I was the one who messed up. Okay, there we have a few there. I suppose one more that I could share is if it's like really serious, like someone's passed away, you're at a funeral maybe, you could say, my deepest sympathies. My deepest sympathies. Or, my condolences. Right, these are very formal and they're used for very big things, like something terrible happening, usually someone getting very sick or passing away. My deepest sympathies. That's all we have to say, just that phrase. Nothing before, nothing after. We don't need to say anything more. Honestly, we could go on all day looking at different ways to say sorry, but I hope this podcast has given you a few useful ones that you can take and use in your life as well. And I want to mention one last thing on this topic, which is something that I read recently, and it made me see British culture in a different way. And this was something about British politeness. So people often say, I'm sure you've heard, that British people are very polite. When I say, what do you think of when you think of a British person? You might say polite, respectful, or something like that. And in my personal experience of living in the UK my whole life, I have mixed feelings about it, because I feel like some people are really polite and other people are really rude. You know, when I go to other countries, it's all very in the middle. But in England, I see both extremes. So that's a bit strange, because some people, they just ignore you. Like, you go and ask for help and they won't even look at you. Or they'll go, huh, and they'll kind of grunt at you like an animal. But one thing that someone mentioned online, which might be true, is British people show politeness when they are annoyed. I think there is something to this. I think this might be true. So when a British person gets annoyed, generally, it will be a very passive, aggressive, and indirect way. Other cultures perhaps may be more in your face, which means more obvious. They might say, hey, look where you're going, man, or stop annoying me, or something like that. But in the UK, people are very quiet. They keep their annoyances to themselves, I find. It's a bit different in London. I think in London, people are less patient and more outspoken. But London is very different from the rest of the country. But yeah, for example, if someone is playing loud music on the train, everyone is annoyed. I can tell everyone's annoyed, but no one says anything because we don't want to impose on other people. Obviously, those annoying teenagers are imposing on everyone with their loud music, but we don't want to add more, you know, confrontation to the situation. I think that's what many people believe anyway. So when people get annoyed, they tend to be more polite than normal. And I think this is something that many people might not get right away. If you see someone being super polite, it might actually be a sign that they are annoyed. And I saw a really good example of this. It was a video online where someone was asking, he was like doing some TikTok video. He was interviewing this guy on the street, trying to persuade him to quit his job and start a business. And honestly, it was a really, really rude thing to do. He was kind of saying, your job looks boring. Why don't you do something better? That's kind of the idea behind his video. And it was a very rude thing to do. The guy he was answering the questions seemed to be very polite, but he was answering in such a way that showed he was angry. It's really hard to describe, but it's true that being polite creates distance, right? The more casual you are with someone, the closer you can be. You know, we all know this. If you are more polite, you are more distant with someone, right? That's why in pretty much any language, the closer you are, the more casual language you will use. Like, you might say hello when you first meet them. You might say, what's up? After you know them a bit better, right? That's just normal. So this might be part of it, that we're using polite language to create distance, and that shows that we're annoyed. So keep that in mind, that being polite isn't always a good thing, and it can have other purposes, such as showing annoyance as well. I haven't expressed it in the best way, but I find that quite interesting. Okay, I'm going to take some time now to go and thank some reviews from Apple Podcasts and then give you a quote to inspire you and keep you motivated for the rest of the week. I have one review today from Taiwan, from Vicky. That was the name. I'm not being weird, that's her username. And Vicky says, the vocabulary is rich and the speed of speaking is medium. The podcast is suitable for me. That's good to hear. Thank you, Vicky. I'm glad you think so. I'm glad you find it a good speed and good vocabulary. That's very nice to hear. One other review from China, from Sherlock Ming, who says, I can still listen to the podcast using a VPN. Thank you. I like your voice. Thank you, Sherlock Ming. I'm glad we have the power of VPNs. My podcast can be listened to in China. I'm so sorry it's blocked for other people. One more here from, again, China, or maybe Hong Kong. It says Hong Kong HZH. And it is a Chinese review. And I don't know if my Chinese is good enough to read it. I don't recognize this word, but I think it's saying it's blocked, so I still can't listen. But maybe I can use a VPN. It says something like that. Use a VPN, I can listen. So sorry I can't read all of your Chinese. I'm sure it's very nice, but if you can leave a review, I hope that means you can listen. Here is a quote that I find really meaningful about apologizing. And this is, apologizing doesn't always mean you're wrong and the other person is right. It means that you value your relationship more than your ego. I think this is so important because many people say, I'm not apologizing, I didn't do anything wrong. But I think sometimes it's not about what you've done. It really means I am putting our relationship first and I don't care if I feel worse about it. It's kind of a nice thing to do. So I love that quote and I think we should learn to forgive and move on and say sorry when we mess up or when anyone messes up. I think really it can mean I'm ready to move on and put the past behind us, right? It doesn't necessarily mean I was the only one who was wrong. But anyway, there's that. So thank you for listening today. I hope you enjoyed it. Don't forget to join me if you're a member on Friday, where I will be talking about how to apologize genuinely. I want to continue this topic a bit more and talk about how to give a really deep, meaningful apology. So join me on Friday for that, or I will see you guys next week for a nice podcast episode about self-love. How nice. Well, anyway, thank you again, and I'll see you then. Bye, everyone. You have been listening to the Level Up English podcast. If you would like to leave a question to be answered on a future episode, then please go to levelupenglish.school/podcast. That's levelupenglish.school/podcast. And I'll answer your question on a future episode. Thanks for listening.